public outreach. So we have four panelists total today. We're going to do a little bit different. We're going to have a short presentation and then a short discussion period just on that topic. I've got a couple of questions for us to all discuss, but we'll also see if we have time, if we can take a few audience questions. They gave us the big room, which is great. We have a lot of people interested in RAS in Maine. I do want to ask if you have a question about a specific project that you find the person from that company and you talk to them after, just because we have four people here from four different companies growing three different species. We have kept the topics to a very general how to help the RAS industry as a whole. We kept it to very general topics that we all have common interests in. So let me get the presentation up. Okay. So first, I'm just going to have our panelists give a quick hello, who they work for and a little bit about their background. I am from Ellsworth. I went to UMaine for my undergrad and grad. I did a project with Ian Bricknell. I'm more on the biosecurity and disease side for my research, but now I pretend to be a communications person. And I actually recently, along with the getting married, moved to San Francisco. So I now work remotely for Whole Oceans. I'm back every few months, but we are getting very close to breaking ground in Bucksport. And as we grow our team, I'm hoping to hire someone to do what I was doing here and be that kind of local face and that local contact. Okay. So you guys want to go ahead and next up? Just a, if you want, or just a quick hello, or...
Hi, I'm Megan. I'm with Megan Sorby. I'm with Kingfish Maine. We are kind of new to Maine, so we announced that we had identified a site in Jonesport just towards the end of last year where we hope to establish a 6,000-ton RAS farm growing yellowtail kingfish. We are currently, I guess, most of you were here in the morning, so I'm kind of repeating myself, so sorry. But we are currently operating at UMaine's CCAR facility, in starting up some hatchery operations and collaborating with our team in the Netherlands. So we've been operating in the Netherlands full steam ahead since 2015, and we're really looking forward to being here in Maine.
I'm Josh Emmerman. I'm with American Unagi. We grow eels, if that wasn't already clearly obvious from looking at all of us walking around all day.
Best t-shirts of the day.
Thank you.
Are you selling those?
We are not, currently. I've got a lot of requests for that one. We grow eels, and we are about to break ground on a facility in Aldebro in the spring, 240 metric tons. Quite a lot smaller than a lot of the other plant projects here today. But nonetheless, growing a native species, and our project is a little bit different in that we work with a wild caught fishery. We work in collaboration with a wild caught fishery to source our elders to grow our eels. So, that's what
happened. Good afternoon, I'm David Noyce. I work for Nordic Aqua Farms. We have two facilities in Denmark that grow yellowtail kingfish, so you see another friend here. And then we also have a facility in Norway growing Atlantic salmon, and we are in the midst of getting two facilities started here in the U.S., one in Belfast, Maine, the other one in Eureka, California. I have a degree in marine biology. We used to work at the Aquaculture Research Institute. Jen and I have known each other for a while, and that's about it on that. We'll chat a little bit more about the role of RAS.
And I believe you said earlier that there's a lot of yellowtail experience in the room. David, Josh, and I all worked together for Acadia Harvest here 4 years ago, which was the yellowtail incubator, small business incubation at CPAR. So when you talk about how small the aquaculture industry is, you're always probably going to see something. So I'll jump in and answer some of So we're just going to have three short presentations, like I said, a little discussion in between. Megan's going to go first with community outreach, Josh talk a little bit about sustainable feeds, and then I will talk a little bit about waste streams.
So community outreach development. I'm not a big slide person. I'm much more conversational, so, and technology seems to, this computer technology seems to not agree with me most days. So, I don't know if anybody in this room remembers this moment back in the mid-90s in the news when Katie Couric and Brian Kumho so famously discussed what is internet. But it was one of our finer moments, I think, in society, where it was just kind of trying to put together this what to the public seemed like new technology. And really, internet development started, I mean, in theory at least, back at the beginning of the century, and ultimately had its first kind of model in the late 60s. So it wasn't certainly a new science, and I feel that there's a lot of comparison with what we're dealing with RAS technology today. We as the sector really know that this kind of technology has been developing for decades, and really we're at this point where the industry is coming online in terms of large-scale commercialization of various species, and we need to do a better job as industry to communicate what we've been working on all this time. So we at Kingfish, I mean, that's one of the things that we've tried to do and tried to make early outreach a priority for our project, and also to remember to engage and kind of break it down a little bit, because you know, we can't expect everybody to be experts in our industry. So the way we see this is kind of a continuous process. You know, I mean, it doesn't stop at any point in time. It's something that develops over the life of the project. So for us, early engagement was key. So we, you know, recently announced that we are planning a facility for Jonesport, Maine. But before even that announcement, it was really important for us to start to talk with the local community. We've had quite a few meetings with locals in Jonesport trying to understand kind of what their community is about, what is important to them, and what some of the key issues that exist there already are. And so we could see how best to incorporate our message and what we thought would be good points about our industry coming into Jonesport. Ongoing engagement and education. So this was where I had that Katie Couric moment. Was actually, we were sat in the library doing our announcement with the town, and you know, our CEO Ohad is up there, and he gives this huge presentation and shows what we've done in the Netherlands and the successes that we've had and how we want to bring that to Maine. And towards the end of it, you know, he talked about RAS a lot. Towards the end of it, somebody leaned over and just goes, "What is RAS?" And I was like, "Oh man, here we go." So it's one of those moments where you realize, like, we speak a completely different language from the industry side, and it's where we really have to focus to say, you know, okay, let's just take a step backwards before we even talk about specific projects, and let's just say, this is how this process looks. This is how it works. This is what we want to do, and this is still an evolving technology, like so many sectors. I mean, the all of this is growing at such a quick pace, and so it's great to have those reminders in those education moments where you can have that conversation and just get back to basics, so that everybody kind of understands what you're talking about and it informs the conversation. Equally, we've tried to engage with the high school. Maine is, I just say, the education sector up here is awesome. Like, we have spent so much time learning about the Skippers program, and actually in Jonesport, the high school there, Jonesport Beals High School, the science teacher and the principal have worked hard to get a baseline grant to develop an aquaculture education program. And luckily for us, they thought we could be an important part of that, and that's the fun part of our job right now, is that we get to go to the high school every couple of weeks and talk to them about aquaculture overall, about all types, not just RAS, but just the sector overall, and help to develop some hands-on programs. And what our goal is from that is not just to have the students engaged and to kind of get a jump start on that that training for the future, but also engage communication and encourage that communication between kids and their parents. I mean, they're going to go home, and hopefully with that hands-on experience, they go home excited, and they engage their parents in that conversation and say, this is what we're learning, this is what's cool, and start developing those questions and those ideas for improving sector right along with us. And lastly, and this really, I think, speaks to kind of the future and how we see things you know, developing throughout the process, is maintaining those clear lines of communication. So with all the different platforms that we have available, whether it's town meetings, to, you know, Facebook, to our news reporters, there's all these avenues for communication. And I think every area that all of us are developing in is completely different and will have its own preferred lines of communication. We seem to find that face-to-face sit-downs work for us and work for people in Jonesport. But, you know, in other places of Maine, it may be completely different. And so maintaining an open line, being really clear and finding out what the best venues are for that conversation is really key. And especially as we go forward in the process, I know that some of the other projects are much further along in the process than we are. We're still in early design phase and pre-planning and permitting, that we know that those lines of communication may change over the course of the project, that as it develops and as we get into a submitted permitting phase versus these early days, maybe it is more group meetings rather than one-on-one conversations. And so I think as a sector, we have to all adapt to the fact that it's an ongoing process. And we know that long after permitting, we'll still want to be involved in that ongoing communication and leaving our doors open, proverbially, I suppose, to have people come in, talk to us, see how things are going in the farm, and really understand where we're still working and how we progress, you know, into the future. So,
so I've come up with sort of a question for the panel for each of these. I guess my question for us for this one is, you can sleep if you want, but I'm understanding it. What's something that you have done that you feel has gone really well, or what is something that you're really excited to do in the future?
I think I talked about some of ours.
Yeah, I think you're good.
That's what we talk.
You guys have anything?
So one of the things that we have worked extensively on is driving into a modular system. So one of the issues that everybody cites with RAS is that it's a young and developed system, and it's not well established. So what we've done is we've gone from a very bespoke, individualized facility to creating a module. And that module allows predictability of pricing, operability, cost, and how to train your people and operate it efficiently so you can predict the outcome and reproduce that over and over again. And it also allows you to size it to different sites. And so if you have a singular unit, it's far more predictable to finance, operate, staff, and so forth, and as are the outcomes. So that's something that I would look forward as a real, I think, an important step forward for the industry.
Building on that, eel aquaculture in Europe has been taking place. It's been grown. Eels have been grown in rats in Europe for upwards of 30 years now. The industry is well developed, and the technology is well vetted, and so that's something I think we've done really well. We went to Europe, got engineers there that have built these facilities before. They're in their, you know, nth iteration of this facility, so it's copy-paste. It's not an experimental model. It's something that's well vetted and something that we have faith in.
Yes,
I have a question. I want to bring this back specifically to Maine, and I was struck by what you said about going into, it was either Jonesboro or Jonesport, I can't remember which one, but you come in as a total stranger into a very small town in a very, let's face it, very remote part of Maine, down east. You come in with a brand new, for the community, idea, a brand new technology, and you've all done this, or at least the three who are doing FinFish RAS have done this. You come into a community. How do you go about presenting yourself? How do you target, first of all, who is going to be, who the influencers are, and how do you approach them? I think it's a fascinating subject.
I can talk
particularly given the fact that Maine has we all have a reputation for being very closed and very conservative and very resistant to new ideas.
Is that the reputation in Maine? Because I have not found that anywhere.
Oh, so we're very proud of it, in fact.
So I can talk a little bit about Bucksport. I'll just do a minute or two if anybody wants to talk to me more about Bucksport, which is an awesome place, which I grew up 20 miles from and cannot believe I did not know how awesome it was until now. So the Bucksport paper mill where we're building our site closed about 5 years ago, and as soon as the mill closed, there was this real revitalization going on. They joined a Main Street program. So there's a Main Street Bucksport, I believe there's a Main Street Lewiston, there's a few other towns that are working on this downtown revitalization. And in Bucksport, I have probably about a dozen people that I call my heavy hitters. These are the people that volunteer for everything. They coach the soccer team. Larry Wall is rebuilding Wilson Hall from the inside out. All of these people that show up to a lot of chamber events, that show up to a lot of everything. And so I think going to events in town and looking for those familiar faces and reaching out to them and saying, I noticed that you're doing five different things and I'd love to help you on one or two of them. One thing that I found for me, I started working for Whole Oceans about a year and a half ago, and that first summer I sat in the coffee shop every Thursday morning for about 4 hours. And I worked on my laptop and I took phone calls and I wore my Whole Oceans jacket, and the town got to know Jen is in the coffee shop on Thursday mornings. And so I would have about 10 to 20 people come by every week. Some were repeats, some were just local businesses wanting to say hi, and they would ask me questions. And I would answer them to the best of my ability. A lot of them were about, what is RAS? What are you gonna feed the fish? What about, you know, all these different issues that we have as an industry with all of these RAS systems. And if I didn't know their answer, I got their contact information and I went and I looked for an answer and I got back to them. So I think having that one-on-one as an initial to then spread the word to other people in town that, hey, you know, if you have a question, go ask Jen. She's always there. So I think having that presence, the reason I did that is because in Ellsworth growing up, we had this thing called coffee with a cop, where every Friday, one of the police officers would come and sit in the coffee shop in town, because sometimes there's a barrier between uniformed police officers and people in the community that may need a little bit more help or may not want to ask for that kind of help. And so bringing that barrier down kind of gave me an idea, okay, I'm just gonna sit there and I'm gonna see. And I kind of kept track of, you know, I was getting the same kind of questions over and over again about feed, about what is RAS. And then that allowed me to develop specific information for social networking and for newsletters and for handouts that I would have at booths when I went to events, that I knew that was the kind of information that people were looking for. So we're gonna go to Josh, and he's gonna talk a little bit about sustainable food. We're gonna keep clipping along.